Proclamation number 8755 of 17th of February, 1964. Activity of non-fallen primordial spirits. If you are to be active as teachers, then you must also be informed about everything in truth. You must be able to refute every erroneous teaching. Therefore, be completely informed yourselves about that what you want to bring to your fellow men is spiritual knowledge. And you'll also only then represent your knowledge convinced when you are enlightened by me myself, because I alone know about everything and also I alone can introduce you to the areas which are inaccessible to your intellect. The act of creation of the spiritual beings was always an emanation of my strength of love into the vessel which I created for myself as the first being, which therefore received my flow of strength of love and which now, since it was my image, again utilized the strength flowing towards it by likewise being creatively active by creating beings of the same kind in endless numbers. Thus every being was radiated love power from me. Every being had to be supremely perfect because nothing imperfect could emerge from me, because my strength of love never diminished and thus the same strength of love flowed through all these beings. That I would have created something secondary from me could therefore not be possible. But the beings themselves could form themselves to ungodly beings through their own direction of will. And so it has to be pointed out for the time being that every being had free will, otherwise it could not be called perfect. This free will was now confronted with a decision because the being was to prove its perfection. It was to decide whether it wanted to remain perfect, although it could also turn into the opposite. Precisely because it was equipped with free will, and that innumerable perfectly created beings fell away from me during this test of will and followed their Lord into the deep, who himself had not passed the test of will, of this you have already often been informed. But now the question is whether there were also beings which were created without free will, which therefore could not do otherwise than fulfill my will. Then I myself would have created inferior beings which had to be denied perfection, for free will belongs to a perfect being, otherwise they would have been insubstantial works of my Creator's will. Dead creations, so to speak. For only free will is the cause of every activity. But whether this will has completely subordinated itself to me or works on its own authority, that now also determines the relationship of the being to me. Every unfallen being now gave itself to me fully and completely. It subordinated its will to mine of its own accord and now worked with me and in my will. It only carried out what corresponded to my will, because through its bond with me it was also of the same will itself. While the apostate beings separated themselves by virtue of their free will, they disregarded my will and worked against me and can only again reach the high degree of love after endless long walk through the deep where they voluntarily again submit to my will. Then therefore also again work and create with me in my will, which has now also become theirs. So you therefore have to differentiate, beings of light, who remain loyal to me during their free test of will and therefore will always create and work in my will and therefore are immeasurably happy, because they will never feel as unfree beings determined by me. Because such a state would completely contradict my order from eternity. And apostate beings, which directed their free will wrongly, which would always work against me if I did not bind their will during the time of their ascent from the abyss. The process of return now takes place on these beings, in which all light beings, i.e., all once not fallen beings and such, which have already reached the adoption as children of God in earth life or stand in an already high degree of light, take part. All these beings carry my will within themselves, however it is free and submits itself to mine of its own accord, since this would truly not be a sign of a divine and perfect being if it were under compulsion. That it would therefore have to carry out what I instruct it to do. You humans still cannot quite explain the word perfection to yourselves. For then every state of imperfection is excluded, and unlimited happiness is the lot of a perfect being, but which could not be brought into line when a being was determined to all activity and therefore would be unfree, so to speak. The army of spirits created by me, which remained with me, are innumerable, and all work in infinity, always in the redeeming sense, by them creating the possibilities for ascent for everything fallen. Yet it is wrong to say that these beings cannot do anything other than carry out my will. Instead, they want nothing other than to serve me and all unredeemed spirits, because they are high spirits of love, and I myself allow them to work for me in order to make them happy, for a thought from me is truly sufficient to bring it to fruition by virtue of my will in order to cause everything to come into being that which these beings of light create, in order to feel bliss themselves in the process. And when I speak of beings of light, it is the same as when I speak of the endless host of my angels, who all stand in highest perfection and proved their perfection by remaining loyal to me when a greater host of these angels turned away from me and fell into the abyss. They have proven their love and loyalty to me, and still also these light beings once walk the course through the deep, so that they themselves accomplish the work of formation to the child of God, that they then out of own will and serving willing love themselves as it were accomplish a work of creation, which exactly I could not create for me, because this is free will as prerequisite, which the being then uses in earth life as man to reach highest perfection. And all beings which have faithfully remained with me are in the highest degree of light and their love for me is indescribable. They know about my will and will understandably not allow any other will to arise in them because of their infinitely profound love. But none of these beings is bound to my will, otherwise its beatitude would be diminished, which will never happen from me. But that nevertheless my whole work of creation is subject to the hierarchy of my angels is due to the fact that the power once radiated by me as being has to be constantly active and that my love again and again lets ideas come into execution to constantly make my creatures happy. But only inactivity and freedom will ever make happy, never inactivity and compulsion. Because only the fallen spiritual is subject to compulsion in a certain period of time, but never the beings, which are active as angels of light in my kingdom. Amen.